Welcome to We Are Old, Get Over It, the podcast for active senior living and getting the most out of life. I'm your host, Ken Gluckman. During our summer break, we share highlights of some of our favorite conversations from the past year. These are just short clips from the full-length episodes. You can find the link to the original episodes in the show notes here, or just search the episode title on our YouTube channel or in your preferred podcast app. Help us share this useful and informative information by inviting your family and friends to visit our podcast. Share a clip or an episode with them, and it will give you something to talk about. And now, let's laugh and learn for the week.
Ken, I am going to stop you right there and give you a really hot take. Nobody's talking about this. It's something we have to be talking about. The number one way to save money on your groceries is not what people are telling you. The number one way to save money on your groceries is to stop the food waste. People are not necessarily spending so much money in the grocery store, and that's where they're wasting their money. It is that they are spending their money bringing it home, and for a myriad of reasons, it is going bad, and they are putting that money in the trash. So the number one thing we need to be talking about is how to decrease your own family's or your own food waste so that you're not accidentally going in there and saying, oh my gosh, I didn't eat that, you know, thing of berries. There goes $8. Oh, I didn't eat those, you know, salad kits that I bought. There goes another $12. So food waste is a big deal. And the first thing is alluding a little bit to what you were saying is shopping with a plan does reduce food waste. So why is that? Well, if you go to the store and you buy a bunch of things and they don't go together, well, the chances are that they are probably going to wind up in the trash. So shopping with a plan really just means, do you have a couple of breakfasts, a couple of lunches, and a few dinner ideas that you are buying all of your groceries to go with? And so that plan then gets posted on your refrigerator so that when you are feeling like, I don't have anything to eat, I don't know what's going on, you can say, oh my gosh, yes, I have had two breakfast ideas, two lunch ideas, and about three dinner ideas. I bought all the stuff. It's in my house. And I'm reminded because I have that plan that that is what I'm going to stick to. People overbuy. They think they need to eat something different every single day. And then they have too many leftovers and those go to waste. So the plan also helps you stick to not overbuying.
Okay. Well, I think that for me, that goes back to the COVID days. You know, we all forget what that was like, unfortunately. But remember when you couldn't get out to the stores because they wouldn't let you in the stores and you had to sit at home and make a list, basically a menu for the week. So basically what you're saying is the same thing. You need to make up a list of items that you really are going to eat, and you only purchase the items that the amount of each item that you're going to eat in that 1 week period. Because if it's more than a week, it's going to go bad. And as you said, you're going to have food waste, correct?
Exactly. And so, yes, cutting down on food waste needs to be everyone's number one mantra to save money. So yes, shopping with a plan. And again, you don't have to have some kind of huge plan that is like every single meal is different. Usually for most people, it's two breakfast ideas, two lunch ideas, and three to four dinner ideas, and that's all you need. Then you can mix and match things that you have in there to make what you thought you were going to make, and also whatever is kind of running around there, you can have as a snack or whatever. But that plan is definitely great. I need to say this before we move on to another point of how to reduce food waste. If you are making a food plan that is boring and stuff you don't want to eat, that is also going to wind up in the trash. You need to make a plan with joy and things that you want to be eating. So for example, if you're somebody who loves, like I do, sweet potato nacho bowls or chicken flatbreads or fun spicy salmon bowls or whatever you like to eat, that is the first place to start when you're making a grocery list. It's not what would be healthy. It's not even what's on sale. It is not what do I have coupons for. It doesn't matter. If you buy a bunch of stuff you don't want to eat, guess who's not going to eat it? You. Taste rules when it comes to nutrition. If it does not taste good, it does not lure you, you're not going to do it. You're going to throw it away and potentially even order takeout. So that's a double whammy of waste. Anyway, start with what do I want to eat? And that's how you create this list.
You can have a choice of different packaging to store it in your refrigerator. Do you believe that you should be using the glass containers, yes, like the Pyrex type things, or is the plastic okay? Can you put it in plastic bag? What are your thoughts on that? And what are your suggestions for people?
Yeah. So over time, I have slowly transitioned myself out of all plastics into clear glass containers. Doesn't mean I'm fear-mongering and saying, oh my gosh, it's horrible. You should never keep things in plastic. However, if there is an extra step that we can do that our food isn't touching even more plastic after we, you know, bought it in plastic, bring it home in plastic, you know, having it in plastic, great. I think glass is a smart move for that. But the other thing that really has occurred to me and has helped me out a lot to save money, not ditching my leftovers, is that when you have the food in a glass container, it is already ready to pop in the microwave and heat up so that it is like a very next convenience step. So yeah, you don't have to freak out and be like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm using plastic all these years. But over time, you know, maybe if it's a holiday gift, you're asking for a set of four, clear glass containers and you're slowly, you know, transitioning. I think that is it's a smart idea.
Okay. Okay, I just wanted to ask that question because I agree with you and I haven't really made that transition. I mean, I have like some glass and some that's plastic and I keep looking at the plastic and saying, I knew we shouldn't be using this. So I'm going to tell my wife we need to throw it out, okay?
Well, yeah, and you know what I did that really helped with the transition is you got sizes of these plastic containers that you really enjoy, or they're like your go-to. Some are round or some are rectangle or some are deep or some is. I really realized like which are the ones that I like and I keep going to, and I made sure that the glass containers I had matched my favorite sizes of those, because even though that seems like a silly detail, it's actually a big deal. And when it comes to storage, another thing that is controversial that I think we could talk about is that veggie crisper that is in your fridge. So a lot of times people's veggie crisper is at the very bottom of their fridge, yes, and they have to like lean down, crouch, like whatever. So I actually call the veggie crisper a rip drawer. Rest in peace. I believe that when you put something in your crisper drawer, it's where it goes to die and be forgotten about, because it has happened to me a million times where I have put things in there and then I forget about them. So even though it is temperature controlled and it's supposed to keep your produce fresh longer, I have been a big advocate that unless your produce drawer is eye level and something that you always look in and you can see it very well, to use your crisper drawer instead for condiments and things that you don't really need to see, and make sure that your produce is eye level, easy to remember that you have, because produce is the number one thing that people are throwing away and it's wasting their money. So, you know, keeping it eye level reminds you to eat it when you open the door.
That's a great tip, by the way. That's a wonderful tip. I think I'll probably write that one down on my list.
I mean, it's happened to me enough times. I mean, yeah, you know what? I think things at eye level, leftovers in the same situation, in the same place, well-labeled or in clear containers, you know, with the date. So you have, you know, remembering like, oh, it's not that old. So stop being such a, you know, sissy and eat it. I think they're all smart ideas. And really at the end of the day, as many coupons as you clip and as much of a plan that you have, if you're throwing food away, that is where your money is going, in the trash. Bottom line is, yes, you need to shop with a plan that you've made with joy. Yes. Then going to your favorite store can be done and still saving money there. But the concept of going shopping to a bunch of stores and feeling overwhelmed and, you know, juggling thousands of apps of coupons and all this stuff, a lot of times that is eroding the joy of nutrition. So you can keep it simple and still save money. Picking your favorite store, making sure, the only one thing I do say about coupons is, of your favorite store that you like to go to, just do make sure you figure out that digital coupon situation, because every store is sort of like all online now, I feel, with their coupons and apps. So you don't have to belong to 1,000 different things. You just do Wing One well is good. And so that's your favorite store, their digital coupons. Have you unlocked that? Do you know how to do that? Do you have their app? Whatever it is that they need you to do. And that's a good place to start, because when you're in the store, there are a lot of tips I can give you for how to save money. So for example, buying seasonal produce. Seasonal produce is the stuff that there's a lot of in the world at that time. So it tends to be cheaper. Seasonal produce is cheaper. Plus, seasonal produce tends to be what we humans actually have a taste for. So it's becoming a little bit chilly in Chicago. So at the end of the day, I am gravitating toward more of those seasonal squashes that I see in things, as opposed to all of like the summer fruit that I was wanting in the summer. So not only is it something you're going to like more, there's a lot of it. So it tends to be also the stuff that's on sale. Avoiding things that are like in that produce section. That's where a lot of people waste money, is produce. So you're trying to buy things in season. You're trying to buy things that are not already cut, because not only are they, you know, expensive because somebody put in all that time to cut them up for you, they're also going to lose shelf life quicker because they're cut and they've been lingering around the store for a while. So that could lead to quicker food waste as well. So saving money by not buying that cut up stuff. And then, you know what? Please give some respect to that frozen aisle of fruits and veggies. Frozen fruits and veggies last forever without food waste, and they can be in your freezer and be on hand at any time. So I love things like frozen cauliflower rice, frozen broccoli, frozen green beans, frozen berries. Oh my gosh, those are amazing. Like, stock it up, because those are going to last forever and not lead to food waste like other produce items would. Another thing when you're thinking about, just like saving money in general without coupons or anything, one of the most expensive, look at your grocery list. One of the most expensive things is animal protein. So that's, you know, the chicken and the beef and the pork. We need that to be healthy. That's great. However, we're snoozing on a really important protein source, and that is beans. Whether they're dried beans that you make or canned beans, even the canned beans are not an expensive protein source, but they are convenient. Beans are incredible for your health because they are loaded with plant protein. They are loaded with fiber. They are loaded with these phytonutrients, and they're going to save you a ton of money if you start thinking about doing something like a chicken stir fry, doing it as a chicken and chickpea stir fry, half and half. Or you love steak tacos, part steak, part beans. They will give you the protein at such a less expensive cost, and your health will benefit from it as well.
I'm laughing at what you're saying, because I make a killer 15 bean soup, and I make it many variations of it, but the 15 beans, and I can make a fresh pot of it, and it creates 3 to 4 meals for my family. My family is, of course, the home is just my wife and myself. But when I freeze it, I put it in a vacuum seal bag. I put it in my freezer. And the day comes that my wife says, well, what are we going to have to eat? I said, well, I have bean soup, and it's nutritious. And I agree with you 100% on that. And the other thing we found is lentils.
Yes.
The same thing, that they're easy to make. You can mix them with your meats if you want to.
Yep.
You can freeze it, and you have non-wasted food that's nutritious and will stay fresh for as long as you can keep it frozen.